Pre-show time, baby. From the road. We're in our hotel here in Banana Bay, California. And we will be, I'd love to give you the exact location, but if I did, you know, then we're going to have, you know, we got people crowding the lobby and wanting to see me and all that. And I just, but anyway, I was thinking of the song Reach Out in the Darkness by Friend and Lover. And I was in high school when that song came out. There's another song, Tighter and Tighter by Alive and Kickin'. And these were songs that were considered at the time, and I don't mean any disrespect to the groups that did them, honest to God, but they were a little bit under the, I shouldn't say under, but they were a little apart from the rock, R-O-C-K, rock, that was the word that was famous, you know. Everybody used the word rock back then, they didn't say rock and roll. We were now using the word rock so that it would compete on some level with jazz, you know, rock, jazz, okay. Cream, that was a rock band. Jimi Hendrix, rock band. And then, you know, in varying degrees of classic rock and things, just you couldn't really define it with one word. And then there was chicken rock. Now, chicken rock is that's an insulting kind of thing. I don't think that's quite fair. Vituperative, is that the word? That was rock that was intended for the singles buying audience. These were 14-year-old females were the ones that bought most of the 45 RPMs in those days. And those were, so they were basically oriented around the songs, you know, like Reach Out in the Darkness, excuse me for yay, and pardon me for boring you with this, but it just came to mind, was one of those songs, Alive and Kickin', Tighter and Tighter. There's another one of those songs. I don't know, you know, those two come to mind, but there were plenty of them. Even like The Incredible, was it The Incredible String Man that did Signs, Signs Everywhere, Signs, Cloud in My Mind, all that shit. Sort of really commercialized music that was intended to, you know, take advantage of the public's desire to hear rock music, but more of a top 40, maybe even a female-friendly thing. So the song Friend and Lover, the song, and that's telling in and of itself the name of the group, Friend and Lover. I suspect it was a man and woman, and I think it was a man and woman. Friend and Lover. And the song is called Reach Out in the Darkness, and it starts out with, I think it's so groovy now that people are finally getting together. I think it's wonderful now that people are finally getting together. And then the guy jumps in, I think it's so groovy now that people are finally getting together. I think it's wonderful now that people are finally getting together. And then it gets into, you know, reach out in the darkness and you may find someone. And that's the point where all of us young teenage boys started guffawing and laughing and, yeah, really, I bet you do, man. You reach out in the darkness, you probably touch someone's penis. You know, that kind of shit. And so it never really got, you know, you would never be able to reach, if you want to reach out the darkness, you were never going to be able to reach out and you're never going to be able to reach Phil Hendry at that point in his life, just a young, stupid 15-year-old kid who thought all that shit was funny. But yeah, and then the song goes, I knew a man who I did not, yeah, that's the lyric. I knew a man I did not care for, and then this man gave me a call. We sat and talked about things on our mind, and now this man, he is a friend of mine. Reach out! That's kind of how it goes. That's a great lyric. It's a beautiful lyric, but it's not, it ain't going to reach Phil Hendry at the age of 15. To me, that sounded just dope ball. And I think, dope ball, it's a new sport. Dope ball, not drugs, not related to Doug. It's not related to Doug or drugs. Dope ball is be as dumb as you can and get points. I tell you what, you can't catch the ball with your hands. You can't kick it with your feet. You have to move it along only with your chest or your ass. Otherwise, it's a penalty. That's dope ball. Oh, we'll think of some more rules. I'm fucking tired here, as I am most of the time, but tonight, man. Oh, my fucking God. I got into it with Jackie on the phone today. I hate it. You know, these days we don't argue that much at all. But I got into it with her today over a topic that you will hear a lot about in the forthcoming weeks. And she accused me of shoving a lot of work off onto other people, and I lost it. I said, are you bullshitting me? I said, I run a business. I hire people to do jobs. If you call that shoving work off onto other people, I don't even think you know what the fuck running a business is. And she had her points that she made, and we went back and forth. It felt really bad. It felt horrible. And we then found a meeting ground, and we made up with each other. And, you know, I think we're both really fucking tired. I've been living on room service food or whatever I grab at takeout. Like, I just went to Pollo Loco this afternoon because I'm in a hotel room, and I'm going to be here until, I think, the 17th of June. My girl Thunder is going to get on pet transport, and she will be meeting me there in Florida. And she's been a good girl, been a good cat. She's like looking at things going, what the fuck, where are we, who are we? Although she is finding her amusements in this room, in this hotel room, which is a suite. And by a suite, I mean it has a separate bedroom and then a separate living area. I mean, you're going to be here for 2 weeks. Jack, you better find something, you know, it's comfortable to live in. So, and then the other song, Tighter and Tighter. Oh no, I'm just a little bit tighter now, baby. And what is this? The guy sings, I don't know how it goes. I forget. I still got Reach Out in the Darkness on my mind. Oh. Yeah, so this is our pre-show. It's the second day of June. They say it's going to be triple-digit weather this summer. I don't know, man. Here on the coast of California at about 2 o'clock this afternoon, it was 65 degrees, baby. That's as warm as it got. And that's okay. Nothing wrong with that, but that is not triple-digit heat. And it is June. It is June. Summer is 3 weeks away. Am I right? Yeah. It's going to be a very interesting year coming up. For a lot of different reasons, and not for a lot of the reasons you think, it's going to be a very interesting year coming up. Yeah. I will let you in on some things as the days and the weeks progress. And we'll see what happens. I love you.